Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Oh, man. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering. Class, I've got two announcements. One is how you can listen, and I'd like Greg to hear of this announcement. It's quite critical in my world. You can listen to us on Genesis Communications Network, GCNLIVE, GCNLive.com. You can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute and Odyssey. That's Ron, as in Ronald, Gibson, as in the guitar. You can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network. You can listen to us on Galaxy 19, the satellite network. You can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. You can listen to us on a telephone listen line provided by Galaxy 19 while we are live between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. That telephone listen line is 605-615-1815. Repeat, 605-615-1815. So here's the announcement. Class, I am livid, I am frosted, and last night I came unglued. And this is a heads up to all of you in class, instructors and students. So for many, many years, I've been getting emails from a person. And this email, or these emails are, hey, we're having a cookout, it's a preparedness cookout, y'all want to come? Hey, we're having firearms training. You want to come? Hey, we're having this event. Here's the schedule. Here's the address. Do you want to come? I don't go to any of them. Okay? I'm very careful with whom I associate. My mother told me many, many years ago, you are known by the company that you keep. So if, you know, for example, an inner city person hangs out with inner city thugs, that person is known as part of the gang and probably a thug. Right? I'm not saying these guys are thugs. But what happened is the emails that were coming to me, I had no idea who they're going to because they went to a distribution list. So it just said, you know, my email address. Hey, there's this event. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Hey, these are pictures of my projects. Hey, hey, hey. And last night I got an email and the entire distribution list was there. So somebody forgot, somebody who was on the distribution list, sent it to everybody on the distribution list with all the emails, all of them. And there are a lot of them, a lot, not five, not 10, not 20, a lot. And these emails are, you can identify the person's name, you know, Joe Dokes at, you know, gmail.com, for example. So, you know, if you know Joe Dokes, you know, that's his email address. There are all kinds of organizations in this distribution list that I want nothing to do with. Nothing to do with. And so I get this email, and there's the entire distribution list. And, you know, one guy says, hey, look at this. If you're working on a project, you know, you might have this problem. So look, look, look. And then another guy responds to everybody on the distribution list, hey, look, look, look. And I'm getting multiple emails from this distribution list, and I am frosted. I don't want anything to do with these people. So I sent an email like to the first guy and said, you just destroyed your OPSEC, meaning operational security. You reset it to zero. Take me off your list. I want nothing to do with any of this. Thank you, Vincent. Class, you are known by the company you keep. And what we're finding is there are people who are careless and reckless among us. You are on your own.
Boy.
Do not, in my opinion, do not send emails that are frivolous. Like, look at this. And the next person says, yeah, and not only look at that, but look at this. And then the third person says, and it goes on and on and on and on and on. And none of it's important. But you're on the list. Don't do it. Greg, your comments, please.
Wow. You know, to me, it sounds like harassment. And I would respond, you are harassing me, and I'm going to, you know, take action if you continue it.
Well, Greg, I think these people are, you know, meaning, do-gooders. You know, overall, I think they're well-meaning. But what happens is, so they get a new email. So the first guy, let's say the originator, sends an email, I'm having a cookout. Y'all want to come? We can go shoot clay pigeons on the, you know, on the property. Practice our survival skills. Shoot clay pigeons. So that's the email. And then a couple guys say, yeah, sounds great. But where are you located? And then, so then the email list gets a few more added to it. And then over time, over the years, every time an email shows up in this guy's inbox, he might be inclined to add that email address to the distribution list. And then, through carelessness, through recklessness, that email list goes out on something non-related to, you know, protection, security, communications, ham radio, wilderness survival skills, edible plants, militia. I mean, who knows, okay?
So,
But the bottom line is, now everybody on this distribution list is linked to everybody else, even if we don't know each other.
That's
even
right.
If we don't know each other.
And you know, I've come to the point in my life where if the same person keeps emailing me every single day or every single week, I put them on. I mark it as spam. You know, especially when I don't respond.
I would like to see blocking that actually says where you could, from your email client, where you can say, this recipient does not want to communicate with you and will not respond from now on. Please discontinue sending emails to this email address. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Mr. President, I would like to see that. Maybe that's the one positive thing you can do in your entire political 50-year span.
That same goes with text. I'm sick of getting texts. Hey, this is President Trump. You know? Hey, how do you feel about communism? Hey, how do you... It's just... I never, ever, ever respond to any text like that. Or I guarantee you, you will be flooded with texts. And how do you know that they're not scams to begin with? There's so many scams going on right now that it's just overwhelming.
So, Greg, the point I was trying to make is, if people send you things and you don't want to receive them, nip it in the bud. Nip it in the bud and say, I'm really not interested. I was talking with one of our instructors last night. And this particular instructor was part of a church group, you know, where, let's say the guys or the gals, whichever it might be, I'm being evasive right now on purpose. So let's say it's the guys and they, you know, meet once a month and they're part of the church and they do good work for the church. And then COVID comes along and the group leader says, y'all have to be vaccinated or you can't come to the group. And the instructor says, what? I'm not getting vaccinated to be part of this group. I'm paraphrasing. And then the group says, well, you can't come then. And then our instructor says, okay, take me out of the group. And then later on, let's switch to female. Then later on, the group says, you know, we really miss you. You are great, great value to the group. You're hardworking. You're intelligent. You're on top of, you know, on top of things that are happening. We really need you back. We come back. And she says, ah, thanks anyway. I really appreciate it. No, I've moved on. Which is a polite way of saying, I want nothing to do with you bozos. And that's my interpretation. So, class, I think you need to extricate yourself from these people who are not paying attention to what they're doing. Everything is being categorized, stored in an indefinite repository for the government, so that when that elementary school girl sends a text to her boyfriend that I hate you. I hate you. I wish you were dead. You know, a stupid thing like that. Something that a stupid child would do. And then later on, that child is hauled before court for some kind of a traffic violation, you know, speeding, taillight, failure to stop at a stop sign or something. And the prosecutor decides he's going to put the screws to her. And says, Have you ever committed any crimes? Have you ever threatened anybody? Have you ever, threatened to murder somebody? Have you ever said something really harmful? No. Well, how about this when you were in elementary school? How about this text you said to little Johnny, you wished he were dead? How about that? Sounds like maybe you're not mentally competent to be behind the wheel of a vehicle because you might run over somebody. Don't do it. And tell your children, don't do these stupid things, because it can come back to haunt you. And you're known by the company you keep. Craig, back to you.
Yeah, that includes social media. Social media, I mean, they watch that stuff, obviously.
Especially social media, where people say, especially, you know, they wish ill things of people in charge. That's the best way to get yourself killed. And the roundup for January 6th, what about that? They knew everybody who was there. You know, my dear friend.
Wow, now you're on a list.
Right. My dear friend, John Stadtmiller, you know, he fired me, so I hadn't been talking to him for months and months and months. And then I listened to the radio, and I heard somebody said, hey, he went to the January 6th convention. So I tuned into Republic Broadcasting Network, and he said, yeah, I went, you know, I'm paraphrasing, yeah, I went to it, and, you know, I had to go. I had to go. I felt I had to go. That's what he said. I'm paraphrasing. Really, why? And then he found out his phone didn't work, and he wondered why. His phone didn't work, he had to go, and now he's dead now, but he was on the list. What was he thinking? People sent me emails saying, hey, you going? And I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Other talk show hosts are going. Are you going? No. You'd have to be a moron to go. And guess what? Those morons who did go, some of them are in the Hooskow.
Yeah, they're rotting away without trial.
Yeah. For whatever they might have done. And I'm not really sure what that is. Don't go to Washington, D.C. Don't protest. Don't get involved with these moronic...
So looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondria mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So to put an exclamation point on what I'm trying to say, these guys are careless and reckless, in my opinion, with how they send out emails. And they know, you know, all you have to do is click the mouse, say send, or click the mouse and CC or BC, you know, blind copy or carbon copy emails. I know that. Y'all know that. Here's the point. How would those guys like it if I said, hey, I got an email in class, okay? I got an email from these 100 guys and gals. Let me read their email addresses for you and tell you their names behind the email addresses. That's what this is like. That is what these guys did. Now,
it's just basically it's a list.
that's right, and I don't want to be on the list. And I did not put myself on this list. I didn't sign up for this. I didn't walk over to them and say, hey, would you put me on your list? They put me on their list, of which I want nothing to do with. Class, here's another thing. One of these people has in their handle something that alleges to being a scoutmaster. Is this the kind of person that you want to be training your boys as a Cub Scout master or Boy Scout master? Someone who is this careless? I'm just asking. I don't. As a result of this, If I had even the most remote inkling of giving to the Boy Scouts of America, not anymore. Okay. Not anymore as a result of this. So here's another thing. There's a gal by the name of Wendy Williams, 59 years old. She was diagnosed with frontal temporal dementia. She can't remember. She has the same condition that Bruce Willis has. She's 59 years old. So she's been struggling with this. Now, she has gotten this pretty quickly. So I did some research. She's allegedly or was allegedly a talk show host, I guess television. And she looks like she's a black gal. And she, you know, has her hair different colors, you know, kind of brown, sometimes blonde and brown. And, you know, her eyes are bulging out, which is part of this condition. And I looked it up, and there were numerous articles that said, Wendy Williams, diagnosed with COVID, even though she got the immunization for COVID. Even though she got the immunization for COVID, she got COVID. It's like, how could this possibly happen? That is like the tone of some of the articles. Okay? I can't say this is a fact, but my question is, did she get frontal temporal dementia and speech affecting aphasia as a result of getting the COVID jab? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. And so you might want to pursue the same line of logic when you look at the people who are dying on the ball field, with actors who are dying prematurely, actors who come up with these conditions within the last few years. You might want to ask yourself.
Yeah. You know, on that note, have you happened to seen an interview with Mike Adams and Dr. Artis?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to forward you this. This is incredible breakthrough discoveries. Let's just say there's a popular drug that lowers your cholesterol that you actually lose a little bit of weight with. And you know what the main ingredient is? One of the ingredients? Gila monster venom. Which, of course, paralyzes your gut and your intestine. And when you eat, the food just sits there and rots, basically, in your stomach. And as a result, you don't feel hungry. So you do lose weight. But the black spot warning, you find out a couple years later, you're going to get prostate cancer, some form of prostate cancer.
Yeah, these are the benefits of modern medicine, like thalidomide. Look up thalidomide, class. It was to treat morning sickness, you know, in the 50s. And the children were born without arms or legs. For real.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S. USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fox, it's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So I got an email from the originator of that distribution list fiasco, and he said, yeah, it's my fault. Another guy who sent it out after him, after I took him to the verbal woodshed, said, thanks for the tip. I didn't give him a tip. I took him out to the woodshed, and I basically said, You're careless. Well, no, I didn't basically say it. I told him he's careless and reckless. As far as thalidomide goes, class, T-H-A-L-O-M-I-D, or add an E on the end, T-H-A-L-O-M-I-D-E. It was a drug that came out in the 50s and 60s, right after World War II, and it was to ease pregnancy, you know, discomfort. As a result, babies were born, you know, they had hands and feet, but they didn't necessarily have arms and legs. So right coming out of the trunk, you'd have 2 feet. No legs. Or coming out of the torso, you'd have 2 hands with no arms. You would have children with 6 toes on 1 foot and 7 on the other. You would have children with just stumps for feet. And this was great. This came from Germany. This was right after World War II, and it was to ease pregnancy. And you could take this drug orally. It was prescribed by doctors. I'm looking at a picture of some young children learning how to write. They're holding a pencil with a hand the size of their nose. Their whole hand, actually, is smaller than their nose. Microscopic fingers. And this is what modern medicine has done. And modern medicine has lied and lied and lied and lied and still lies. Operation Warp Speed.
How about a little exclamation point to that? For years and years and years, we've been told nicotine is addictive. Are you addicted to celery? Are you addicted to tomatoes? They contain nicotine. Well, come to find out that a lot of these smokers couldn't get COVID, so-called COVID, right? Well, they found out that it's nicotine, that the spike protein, it will not attach. That's why I suggest everybody look up this video Dr. Artis by Mike Adams, and look at the studies and learn the lessons. And all of the owners of the tobacco companies, I can't remember what year, all admitted to the government under oath that nicotine was not addictive. It's not nicotine that's addictive. It's something else they put in tobacco.
The tobacco seeds have been modified for many decades with the goal of making cigarette smoking more addictive, the smoking of cigarettes. As a matter of fact, the tobacco company would send free cigarettes to our military in Europe and in the Pacific theater during World War II free. All that the military had to do was get them over there. So packs of cigarettes were shipped for free, and the plan was when these guys came back, they'd be hooked. They'd be smokers. So they would take young guys.
I do not endorse smoking or use of tobacco. However,
I agree.
Nicotine itself is obviously very important.
Tobacco is used in making insecticides. As a matter of fact, I tried this experiment many years ago when I was younger. We had a family friend who smoked. And we had a German shepherd. Giacomo Puccini was our shepherd's name. And I wanted to see what would happen if I brought a lit cigarette near Giacomo Puccini's face. He'd back away. He was smart enough to know that that's not a good thing. He'd back away from a lit cigarette. I don't smoke. And I never did. But the point is, my German shepherd from the 60s was smart enough to know smoking is not a good thing. Back to you.
You're in this interview, you're going to learn something. You're going to learn a victim of shedding from this vaccine, or you've taken this vaccine. I would say that this is probably a video that you need to watch this interview, because there are nicotine patches. that could be used. And the funny thing is this turbo cancer. They talk about that, you know, 3 days you develop this cancer with the nicotine, and 3 days of treatment, the turbo cancer, literally, you know, brain cancer, whatever it is, dissolves. So it is worth a good look into this. And a bombshell on reptilian venom is part of the title of this. And it's incredible how many medications use snake venom. You know, your own investigation. Do your own investigation. But, yeah, it is a bombshell. It was a bombshell to me. I'm going to forward you, Vince, and have you, maybe we can talk about it next Friday and actually look at the studies. But, yeah, this snake pit itself, known as Washington, D.C., has been lying to us for a long time. Well, and one of the things they did say was that smokers have a higher risk of getting COVID-19. Well, that was not the case. It was the opposite. So back to you.
Well, if you think about it, our government's been lying to us since Jump Street, since they blamed the American Indians for the Boston Tea Party. Early on, our founding fathers and people of that era have been lying to we, the villagers. Here's an interesting story. So by the way, don't believe anything we say. Don't believe anything I say. Greg says, don't believe anything any of your instructors say. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But this story made it to the mainstream. Quote, Mississippi cop is arrested for shoplifting in uniform after being caught stealing a $140 pair of shoes from Dick's Sporting Goods, end quote. Goes on to say, quote, a Mississippi cop was arrested for shoplifting while on duty. Robin Connor, 33, was in uniform and driving her police cruiser when she was caught stealing a $140 pair of shoes from Dick's Sporting Goods. The Columbus cop was arrested and charged with misdemeanor shoplifting, end quote. DailyMail.co.uk. Here's a cop in uniform. Black gal. Complete uniform. She's got, well, here's a mugshot with kind of orange hair and maybe brown hair. She's in this, like, mini dress kind of thing. She looks pretty sleazy. Yeah, but she's a cop, and then they show her in her uniform with her microphone and the police badge and the shield and, you know, and her firearm. And she's a cop. Here's what needs to happen. People who are of a particular group need to stop allowing people of that group from committing crimes and doing stupid things. I'm talking about, Clarence Thomas, whatever group you might consider him in. Why are people that are in his group not saying, what, are you kidding me? You're a Supreme Court justice and you've been accused of taking bribes and payoffs and luxury vacations? What's the matter with you? What about these other, like mayors who are members of certain groups? I'm being really careful here, as you can tell. What's up with the groups that they are in and not saying, what's the matter with you? You're giving us all a bad name by your greed, your insatiable greed, and your insatiable or your incredible nonstop serial stupidity. You need to stop this. As a matter of fact, they should all be arrested.
Yeah, they should all, not only arrested, but of course lose their jobs. I mean, if somebody in the police force caught stealing or doing things that they go out and arrest people for doing themselves.
So if a person is in government and pledges, you know, protect, serve and defend the Constitution of the United States and their state, if they violate that oath, they need penalty of 10X and penalty of forfeiting any retirement that they might have been promised that's being paid by we the villagers. They can have what they put in, lump sum, that's it. And there's a complete disconnect from employment. Complete, permanent disconnect. No letters of reference, no pension fund, no annuities, nothing. Fired, arrested, put in jail or prison, depending on what the case may be. But whatever the penalty would be for someone, you know, we'll call them a street person. I'm not talking about homeless. I'm just talking about us, you know, the bottom of the barrel, bottom 93%. Whatever would happen to us as a penalty, they get 10x because they know better. These politicians know better than to steal and commit fraud. These police people who are stealing, they're supposed to protect the people in the stores, but they're not. I mean, this thug, I guess, I don't even know if she's a cop anymore, but she was, you know, last week, I guess. What is she doing on the force? She should be removed without pay, pending the investigation, pending the trial, and then she should be fined and have to pay back all the costs of arresting her, prosecuting her, all that stuff, and $140 for the shoes. The problem is that the people who are damaged and injured financially don't seem to benefit from the fines that the government fines people, and then the government keeps the fine money. Like, what is the government going to do? What's New York City going to do with $355 million that they're stealing from Donald Trump? What are they going to do with it? They promised to seize his assets. Really? Really? For allegedly lying and overstating assets and understating liabilities on a contract with another corporation? Really? Politicians do it all the time. Read my lips. No new taxes. George Bush, you know, senior. And then he raised taxes. So these people who make campaign promises and who go back on them, if you vote for them based on their campaign promise and you think that, yeah, well, that's a really good, I like that, what that person said, and then that person does the opposite, that's a violation of an oral contract. I think, that's the way I see it. Arrest them. Put them in jail until they go to serve their prison time. Do I sound frosted? I hope not. What a mess.
Agreed.
What a mess. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. Nothing. Nothing is working properly. Nothing. Greg and I will be right back. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg Lesher's website, RealWaterIndependence.com. He's got a new one, too.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. I got a telephone call from Norm Shuley, Dr. Norm Shuley, and I missed the calls on the answering machine, so I called him right back this morning. And we're going to do everything we can to call him. We'll see if we can originate the call and get him on the air on Monday. So I just want to give you that heads up. I got an email letter, a letter via email, and last night. Dear Vince, there's a house I was working on. Left it closed for 2 weeks. When I came back, they broke the window, stole all my tools, drills, etc. Every tool I had was new. Too many thieves in West Virginia. Signed, Arjun. My response to Arjun was, and we had a cabin on top of a mountain, a small cabin that we were working on. Every couple of weeks we'd go up there, spend the weekend, and, you know, finish the cabin. And here's my email to Arjun. Arjun, it's a function of drugs and unemployment. You have to take your tools with you. It happened to me in West Virginia as well. I put a note on the inside window of the door that had a string with a 45 ACP cartridge attached to it that said, quote, "Boys, the next one is for you," end quote. That stopped it. So literally, class, what I did was they broke the back window, came into the cabin, enjoyed themselves, made a mess. And so I took a spent 45 cartridge, I tied it with a piece of thread, right at where you'd look to through the window, you know, right near the doorknob. And I put a index card with this note on, a handwritten note, taped it to the inside of the window. And I told them that the next cartridge, the next 45, was for them. And you know what? It stopped. Did I mean it? Yeah, I think I did. Now, I didn't have a loaded cartridge. This was the spent cartridge. So they absolutely knew for sure that I had something to discharge that cartridge with, which happened to be a 1911 45 ACP handgun. That stopped it. Greg, any comments?
Yeah, I have a little sign on my door. It says, and of course I'm out in the middle of nowhere, so anyway, it says, trespassers will be shot. Survivors will be shot again.
I've seen signs that say, if you're found here at night, you'll be found here in the morning.
Yeah. This is not a time that we, you know, can be lax about things, because they're getting pretty serious. We have now more illegal immigrants than we do births. Things are getting pretty desperate, and they're going to get worse. And we've been telling people, you know, get out of Dodge, get prepared, protect yourself, protect your family, the ones that you love, your neighbors, your friends, you know, prepare.
And I don't know how to trust now it's hardly trust anybody. I mean, I told you about this email that I got. Do you think I can trust anybody on that list?
Of course not. Well, you know, the scriptures tell you to trust not the arm of the flesh. Trust no one, no man. Who did he leave out? I mean, I give plenty of leeway. That's right. There we go.
You know, there are plenty of opinions. I got an email from Brett. He's our student who I'm helping with a solar system. And he said he was talking to a guy, and the guy said, if you've got a length of photovoltaic cable longer than 10 feet, you need to have an EMP device. And my email to him was, of course he did. He's selling EMP devices. I said, what you need is to put, and I said, your solar array is going to be about 13 feet by 45 feet. The array is greater than 10 feet long. So the bottom line is, allegedly, you have to worry about the cable being an antenna and picking up an EMP. I can understand that. But all you have to do, in my way of thinking, is protect it by putting those cables inside a thin wall conduit or a BX-type conduit, you know, flexible metallic conduit. So that's what I have. That's what I have.
And you ground the conduit.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, there are a lot of people selling a lot of things. And it's starting to make me angry. You know, there are these devices that are, wow, this will protect your whole house, and it's a little tiny thing. It's only $300 or $400. Talk show hosts are selling these things and hawking them, and they have these little tiny wires. You cannot stop a massive surge with a little tiny wire, period, end of story. And they say developed by the military and military, science. I'm having a tough time believing any of it is any better than any of the consumer grade devices that you can buy.
Yeah, that was a really great tip, because that is EMP protection. Your cables and wires inside a conduit, which is grounded.
Correct. Absolutely correct. 5-minute university lesson right there. Greg, thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.